Ms. John said a number of persons are unaware of the extended operating hours at several COVID-19 vaccination sites. Ms. John said at the Solidarity car park, for example, they will operate at extended hours every Thursday and Friday.
I think there are still a lot of persons who are not aware that we have some extended hours in their district. So you see people are trying to get there before 4, but the nurse would always explain that we're going to be there until 6. So those persons who are on their lunch hour or whatever would say, well, I'll come back after work, which they have been doing. So we're going to continue that all the way into December in terms of extended hours. It's not going to be every single day. I know for the Solidarity car park in Kingston, they have decided that they're going to go every Thursday and Friday, as those are their peak days. And we're working and trying to see if we could get some additional lighting for them, because last week it kind of got dark really quickly. We're trying to put those things in place to ensure that we could actually go with that extended time.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Barbados health authorities have confirmed an outbreak of the coronavirus at the psychiatric hospital where more than 100 cases have been detected in recent days. The authorities said that through contact tracing, a link between two wards had been detected with at least 3 patients at one of the wards found to be symptomatic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 5,817. Internationally, the first week of enforcement of Scotland's vaccine passport scheme was an unmitigated disaster. According to a body representing nighttime venues, venue staff refused entry to revelers without vaccine passports more than 550 times, and some staff were abused. It said some venues decided to close early, and footfall was down by up to 40%. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.